EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.
Fisher Boys, welcome to the kicking spot. Fisher Boys, Fisher Boys, I'm your host, T'Angelo. T'Angelo.
Why did I have visual?
I was partying to the break of dawn.
How did I, who recorded the video?
T'Angelo.
OMG.
It's kind of sporadic.
So, no. Okay, I have a better one. Apparently, I'm eager to when I talk about myself all the time.
Go.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kickin' Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is your boy, T'Angelo, definitely in the spot to be here on EOTM Radio, chilling at the Kickin' Spot. Ooh, got a little going on there. Anyway, welcome, everybody. Hello there. What it do? What's up? You are calling tuned in to one of the newest shows on the EOTM Network, and it is right here. It is right now, Thursday night here in California, 7 o'clock, as the sun is still up, you guys. Yes, I love when time changes because the sun is not gone. It is not nighttime. Matter of fact, I think I'm going to go outside and stand on the lanai and just take in all the beautiful California weather. And to those who are not here, sorry, I heard it's some extreme weather in part of the earth. Good luck with that, you guys. Anyhow, if you get a chance, you can definitely go ahead and check out the website, you guys, tangelo.com. Check out the site. I think you'll like it. We got some cool videos, and I put some new videos up there recently, some pics or things. Need to get some newer pics up there. We got a lot of stuff that's been coming through, but definitely working hard to keep you guys informed and, most importantly, entertained. I'm sure you will enjoy it, so definitely check it out. So let's see. You know what? Real quick. This is an interesting story that I just had to share, okay? We'll come back to it real quick. So I found this story to be a little just too much, okay? It was kind of over the top. And, I mean, okay, so here's the situation. You would think that if someone had the opportunity to share $38.5 million, it would be a non-issue, right? Well, not for Mark Americano Lopez. This was so crazy. Apparently, Lopez was found guilty by a jury for cheating his colleagues out of their rightful shares of lottery winnings. Yes, $38.5 million, and you couldn't give out some of it? Well, apparently Lopez and his coworkers at a New Jersey construction company took part in a lottery pool going back to 2007. But in 2009, when Lopez discovered he had the winning Make a Millions ticket, he claimed to have purchased the winning numbers on his own rather than as a part of the company pool. Now, regardless if he did or not, it's just, to me, inappropriate timing because there's no way to prove different. You probably should have given a ticket to your wife or the homeboy or somebody. But to say that you bought these five for us and this one for you, unless you made copies of those fives and handed it to everybody, it's all part of the same lot. But let's go forward. So it says, after a unanimous decision by the jury, Lopez has now paid each of his coworkers a pre-tax $2 million from the jackpot, and that's according to the spokesperson of the Supreme Court. Lopez left the courtroom, and in Portuguese, he was saying, "They robbed me. They robbed me." Now, still, for all of his complaining of being robbed, he did pretty good because it could have been worse for him. He stood to lose $20 million. And that thing, I think it was four coworkers. He only ended up losing about $4 to $10 million, opposed to the $20 million he was, you know, supposed to get rid of. But I just thought this was crazy. I mean, really? Are people today like that horrible towards mankind where you would just try to keep this away from them? And it's a claim to take it 2 years later. I mean, that kind of raised a little eyebrow for me too, but I was mentioned here at all. I mean, maybe he really did just find it. But it just seems like, you know, in today's days, winning the lottery can really be a mixed blessing for people because there's other past winners who have just crazy luck. I know out in Michigan, one of the lottery winners fell under intense scrutiny when it was revealed that she was still accepting food stamps despite being a millionaire. Right, and shortly after they reported the story, of course, she withdrew from doing that. And in other places, in other parts of the world, the lottery winners have voluntarily chosen to share their earnings with family, friends, and less fortunate. I mean, it has been crazy. The other crazy story I read was one lottery winner actually helped out his sister-in-law, her boyfriend, and they rewarded his generosity by kidnapping him and murdering him. This is, I know, right? But everybody wants to win the lottery. Good luck to you. I just wanted to say, if you guys get the opportunity to win $38.5 million, and you got to cut it five or six ways, don't trip. You're still a millionaire. Spend plentifully and enjoy. Oh, my goodness. I just don't get it. People are just too weird these days. They just are. Okay. I'm off my soapbox. Anyway, let's get back to the script, okay, and figure out what I'm supposed to be talking about. Matter of fact, let's just take a short musical break, okay? We'll be right back to you guys.
What's your worst of heart in the first place? Now I know.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, T'Angelo, and you are tuned in to the Kick It Spot. Yes, that was our girl, Estelle, with her new single, Thank You. I think that's a great song, if I say so myself. I had heard it the other day, and I was like, I have to share this. I totally have to share it. So, again, that was Estelle with Thank You, making me a woman, yeah. Anyhow, you guys, so tonight we are going to talk about several different topics. One of them going to be relationships, particularly the ride or die type relationship. For example, kind of what we're getting with Chris Brown and Rihanna here. I mean, what's really going on there, you know? They're making music together again. Will we be seeing a music video? Who knows? Will we see them sitting next to each other at the next awards show? But are they making the best decision in reuniting and moving past their very public physical dispute? We'll definitely discuss and share our thoughts on that. But really quickly, we do have a caller who has called into the show, perhaps to indulge in and share their thoughts on the topic. So, good evening, Jamil. How are you doing? Welcome to the Kicker Spot.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing. Just chilling out here.
Who am I speaking with?
My name is D. Clement, and this is my friend Jamil Cook, and we have a group called Swag Money Boys, and we just looking for some support. And can we tell you about ourselves?
Swag Money Boys. Well, first question, where are you guys from?
I'm from Greenville, South Carolina.
Greenville?
From Oklahoma?
No, Greenville, South Carolina.
Carolina. Okay, that's what's up. So, yeah, what do you guys do? What kind of music do you do?
We are, like, R&B artists and hip-hop artists. And we are like, we got a young group called Swag Money Boys, and some of us sing in the group and some of us rap. And we got videos coming out and some songs coming out on iTunes.
And we're just looking for some support.
Okay, that's what's up. So I'm pulling you up here, Swag Money Boys. That's not Money Boys, Swag Money Boys. You guys on YouTube, yeah?
Not yet.
Okay, so you guys performing around. Tell me more about your music. So what are your latest singles y'all been kind of playing with these days?
We trying to come up with some, you know, love songs for the little teenagers and some for the adults and some for just going out and partying, people that have fun.
Okay, so if I want to look you guys up online, how would I find you?
Reaches on Facebook,
Twitter.
Under Swag Money Boys?
Uh-huh. But you can look us up. My Facebook name is D. Clement, and his name is Jamil.
Cook.
Yeah.
It's what?
Mine is Jamil Cook, J-A-M-E-L.
Okay. And then can we find you guys under Swag Money Boys right now?
I'm currently in the process of making that page.
And we're trying to make a website.
That's what's up. Well, you guys are definitely on a good start. What I want to say, I'm really interested in hearing you guys' music and some of your work, what you guys got going on. Have you guys started recording yet?
Like, starting tomorrow. Like, we go to the studio for a week to the demo and to Interscope Records.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, you guys definitely have my information. Totally listening to the show because, you know, once you get your stuff on the website going and get the music going, you know, definitely come by the Kicker Spot and let us hear what's up and we can talk about the process and everything that's going on with you guys.
Okay.
All righty.
Okay. You want to sing a song?
You gonna sing right now?
No, I don't want to sing.
Yeah, I probably should have talked about that before you got on air. But listen, don't trip. We'll definitely have you guys on. Y'all can sing live and everything. That'll be awesome. So definitely hit me up on tangelo.com with you guys' email addresses and your website and the Facebooks and everything so we can keep in communication and just take it from there, all right?
Okay.
All right, guys. If you listen to the show, and we look forward to hearing from you guys a little later. All righty. So, moving into tonight, speaking about tonight's show, what we got going on tonight? What else? Well, let me first off say real quick, thanks, Swag Money Boys, for calling in. That was definitely what's up. I look forward to hearing more from you guys. But as far as tonight's show, other than the whole ride-or-die type of relationship, we're also going to talk about entrepreneurship, because as entrepreneurs, there are many tasks we have to complete, and building our business is one of them. One of the tasks we have to do is like choosing our bank, get this fictitious business name going, and a couple of other things. So there's a few tips that I'm going to just kind of give out tonight to assist everyone in the process who's kind of in the beginning phases or have not taken the steps that I have recently had to take. So I'm going to share with you my story, you know. Also, we cannot forget tonight we're going to have a celebrity hub. Yes, and the celebrity hub is going to be a lot of fun. We have, let's see what kind of topics we have. Let me see what kind of topics we have. Hold on, let me get it. I got it. I got the paper. Here we go. Okay, here we go. It says, uh-oh, did Lindsay Lohan have a hit and run? Now, many say Snooki and Kim Kardashian overpaid. What do you think? Oh, yes, yes, yes. And we cannot have a celebrity hub this evening without discussing the Bobby Christina and Oprah Winfrey interview. And do you know that she's thinking of following behind her late mother's footsteps? Yes, Mother Whitney Houston's footsteps of going into showbiz? Could it be? All this and more in the Celebrity Hub. And then again, you guys can always feel free to give us a call and share your thoughts here at the radio station, which is 718-664-6543. Again, 718-664-6543. And just an FYI, if you happen to be listening and you find yourself at times unable to listen via the internet, no fear. You can also call into the radio line and listen via the phone. If you call the radio line that I just named, that I just cited off, you can just call in and then just listen. You don't actually have to talk on the show or anything. So if you're in your vehicle, you can plug the auxiliary cord in and listen through the speakers. Or if you're at the house, you know, however you want to do it, just call the radio line, 718-664-6543, and listen away. And again, feel free to tell your non computer savvy friends the same thing, okay, you guys? And be sure. Oh no, go ahead and play that, please, Veronica. You were good. I got lost. I'm sorry.
What's going on? This is your boy D'Angelo, and you are chilling at the Chicken Spot. Chicken Spot.
All right, you guys, so let's discuss some tea projects. What all do I have going on these days? Well, of course, got to keep it productive. I will mention that press releases are going out, you guys, about the different projects that I have completed or have in production, you know. So if you happen to be on my email list, then you should be already getting them. But if you're not, please feel free to hit me up on Facebook. You can find me under T'Angelo or through T'Angelo.com. There's definitely a contact us page. You can send your email through there, and we'll have you added to the email list. You can definitely stay abreast of all things T'Angelo as well as EOTM and T'Angelo Live. It'll just be all things wonderful. Okay, so again, you can visit T'Angelo.com. You can see a lot of my YouTube video that I've done so far. Different footage is being released and other fun little things. I know there's some dance choreography videos coming out and a couple of other projects that are underway. So make a mental note. To all of those who love to watch dance performances, live dance, or just to those who like to support dance, I am currently working with a great cause, which is a dance production called Baby Day Celebration of Dance. And Baby Day Celebration of Dance, taking place April 21st, 2012, is an event that honors different choreographers and dance supporters in the community who have done well and beyond the call of, who come well and beyond the call of duty when it comes into supporting the dancers. As you're like a dance mom, we have dance mom category for those who help, you know, the dancers get to competitions, make sure they have their costumes, the entry fees, get into rehearsals. We definitely want to take the chance to honor you. And we have a couple other honorees where we have a celebrity choreographer, we have a legendary award, and it's just going to be a great event. Last year, they honored me as a choreographer, and it was a complete, you know, what, speechless moment. I was completely appreciative and humbled by the experience. And so this year I decided to be a part of the process and get on the board and help make this the best show it can be, because I think honoring different choreographers and dancers is a great thing because you give so much of yourself. So as to those being the dance mom, when we say mom, it doesn't necessarily have to be a lady. Sometimes dudes help out, so we'll just change the name for them at that time. But if you'd like more information on Baby Day, go to babyday.org. That's B-A-B-Y-D-A-E, as in Edward, .org. And I'm telling you, great. Now, if you're not completely convinced and you're thinking, T, another show that you're not performing in, I want to see you on stage, buddy. I got you. I'm actually choreographing a piece, and I'm going to be dancing in the show at two different occasions. So you have to come April 21st, 1 p.m. here in Los Angeles, babyday.org, B-A-B-Y-D-A-E. Come check it out. Also, I will share with you, I mentioned that I'm choreographing a piece, and I'll let you know I had one of the most gratifying moments of 2012. Thus far, as I was working with the students of Santee High School, I want to just tip my hat off to these students because typically working with students or high school students can be difficult because their focus is everywhere and they kind of think they know everything or they want to check their booty the way they want to. But in this case, these students are awesome. I was expecting to work with maybe 8 or 9 kids. 20 different kids came out, joined, and experienced a rehearsal with T'Angelo as we prepare for the Baby Day celebration of dance, and it's going to be amazing. So I want to say thanks to all of them. It was super cool. It was great. And this coming Monday is actually our first official rehearsal, so I'm thinking I might potentially end up with 30 kids, and I was only anticipating 15. This would be great. So, yeah, definitely check us out, you guys, April 21st here in Los Angeles. Alaska, here I come. Next month, Carter B. and myself, we'll be heading to the beautiful land of Anchorage, where there's ice. Well, maybe. Anyway, guys, me and Carla B will be attending Nunez Clothing and designer Carlos de Moya fashion show. And it is there where we will be covering the backstage happening of the fashion show and also rock the red carpet as only Carla B and myself can. So definitely stay tuned as me and Carla get to go to Anchorage next month. And y'all want to keep your eye out. We're definitely tweeting the whole process and press and everything. So you guys keep yourself locked because it's going to be a fun ride, and we definitely want to take you with us, okay? What else do I have happening? I need a glass of water. I don't have a bottle right here. Okay. Just like we had the gentleman who just called a moment ago, if you happen to be an indie artist looking to get your music heard, Swag Money Boys called me up. That's what's up. I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you. So if you are an indie artist who happens to be in a Los Angeles area, also be sure to hit me up via Facebook, Twitter, or T'Angelo.com because I am interested to talk with you, and I would love to have you come into the studio for a live recorded show. I think this would be amazing. We'll have a blast. Have some of your fans come in, do some live performances probably, get a camera crew in there, and really rock out on the radio show, prepare for video. You know what I'm saying? All we really ask is that you have quality production with your music and a following of fans so we can definitely rock it out. And then once you hit me up, the more details will be explained, but just definitely have quality music, all your recording ready to go, and have your fan base locked, and we will be moving right along. Choo-choo! Can I hit your ride? Can I hit your ride? All right. And then lastly, I wanted to mention NT Happenings. A new chapter that has played out in my life here recently is the official beginnings of my company, T'Angelo Live. From my tax ID number to fictitious business name and to choosing a good bank to accommodate my small business and finances and payroll, well, if you have one of these situations like me, then these last few days have been very productive, as they have been for myself. And how can it all be done, you ask? Well, I will share with you my experience and what I have learned through my journey once we return. All right, you guys, so stay tight.
You are now tuned in. You are now tuned in to the Kickin' Spot. Spot, 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 spot. Kickin' Spot. And I'm your boy, T'Angelo. Jalo, Jalo, Jalo.
Hey there, you guys. What's going on? It's your boy, T'Angelo. And so we want to get ready to discuss what steps I have taken into, you know, moving forward in my journey or my, Yep, reaching my goals. So anyhow, I'm just trying to get you guys all tweeted up here. We're going to talk about... I should have what's name do this, huh? Well, oh well. Okay, so what took place this week? I had a very productive week. I mean, it still is being productive, getting better and better as days go by. But let's see here. We're going to keep that. Okay, so here we go. What I have come to learn, or in some cases I already knew, was the different steps that it takes to starting a small business, or maybe just a business for that matter. One of the first steps that I had to take into solidifying all this is to register my business, okay? So this way your company and your ideas cannot be stolen by someone else. One of the first things I had to do was get a tax ID number. In some cases, you might not know what a tax ID number is. Well, a tax ID number is kind of like a Social Security number for your company, okay? It's how like a Social Security number for your company, same concept. Now, how do you go about getting a tax ID number? That's one of the most amazing things about living in 2012. It's as easy as applying online, and you have to do the little process real quick, answer a few questions, a few this and that, and in 5 minutes, boom, you can have your new tax ID number, and you're set to go. And this is at no cost. I was quite, you know, pleased with this because I thought it was going to be a whole big old deal, and it wasn't. So if you were to the point where you're getting a new company started, be it your donut company or you're going to sell shoes, you're going to do hair, start your own, you know, actual shop. If you want to start your own law firm or construction company, the tax ID number is definitely a good place to start. And just, again, go online. You can Google how to do it, and it pops up immediately, okay, at no cost. The next step might be might change from state to state. You know, it doesn't always fit perfectly. But here in California, you can go about getting a fictitious business name. Getting a fictitious business name is a very good step that you have to have in the case that your business name doesn't have your name in it. I will explain. But to receive a fictitious business name, you have to go to the clerk's office and file for your fictitious business name. Now, what is this name, you ask? It is actually the legal term for the form that's required to register a business in some situations. So how do you know whether you're going to need to file a fictitious business statement? Here's a few little tips that I learned along the way. Is a simple way of explaining this is to say, I'm trying to figure out how to say this. The simplest way of explaining how to determine if one needs a fictitious business statement is to ask whether they plan on running the business under an assumed name, which means not your own, a fake name. If so, then they will need to follow the state fictitious business statement law. So if your name is John Smith and you want to, let's say, start your own company called Super Duper Widgets, then you're going to have to go ahead and get a fictitious business name, or at least a DBA, which is doing business as, through the county clerk's office, because, you know, it's just a fictitious name, Super Duper Widgets. Okay. However, if, say, you want to have your business called John Smith Widgets, then you won't necessarily need to file a fictitious business name or a fictitious business statement because the business has your name already in it, okay? If you happen to want, like, more information on this, you guys can definitely Google it, but that was kind of a quick little synopsis on how you know. If your full name is involved, then you don't necessarily have to have one because they can directly point out whose company this is. But in a case with Super Duper Widgets, they need to be able to lock it to somebody. And again, for more information on that aspect, just Google that. But I will tell you guys the reason behind having a fictitious name registered is so that it is easy or set up to track your sales or whatever. To file, you know, for this fictitious business name in Los Angeles, the cost was $26. Okay, and again, it varies from county to county. So it was a very simple process. I got up at the crack of dawn to get county clerk's office because anything county is going to have a long line. And to my surprise, there was not one. It was awesome. I was in and out in like 10 minutes. So in paying for parking here, I only had to use 50 cents. Yeah. Okay. And what else we have? Oh, lastly, I wanted to mention one of the last steps that I ended up taking, the last step, but definitely not the least important out of them, is finding the perfect bank for your company. I had to find a perfect bank for my company. And how does one approach that, you know? Where do you start? Well, again, with Google being the hottest thing going, that's what I did. I went and Googled a question, and I found an awesome little help from the PC World Business Center. And there, and you can find these details on my Twitter as well as my Facebook. I'm actually retweeting it right now. So if you want to go on T'Angelo's Twitter or Facebook, you can actually find these little notes here. But this is a great one. This is really great. PC World Business Center actually had a whole little write-up. Let me just – hold on, you guys. Let me get this for y'all so you can have it. You can pull it up right now if you want. Talks banking. Okay. So – got it. Okay, so let's converse. Choose the best bank for your tech-savvy business. These are 8 banks that were compared, so you can see which one best suits you. Now, of course, there are only going to be 8 in this one, as I mentioned, but there's a slew of other banks. They just chose the top 8 that they thought were, you know, were suitable. And let me see, how did they choose their 8, actually? I read this already, but I just took it offhand. Of all the suppliers, customers, and other stockholders with which the typical bank, small business bank, who would they know to go to? Every small business needs a bank, okay? Inevitably, you're going to have one. And the most basic functions of a bank include having a way to pay the bills and keep paychecks going to employees. But banks can also help when it comes time to expand by offering mortgage services and lines of credit. Eventually, every small business owner will need to ask for money one way or the other. Business owners will also find themselves ending up almost daily at their bank's website, which have become robust enough to make most trips to the teller window obsolete, which in some cases is great. But how do the online and mobile experiences at a country's biggest banks measure up? And so basically, who has the phone apps, who don't? Which phone apps work for which phones? All these things will be questioning, you know. Do I have to continue to go to the bank? If I get a credit card, how many people can use a credit card? How many credit cards can I get? Can I put, you know, security functions on it? And this is where this site became very invaluable for me, because they put together Bank of America, BBVA Compass, Capital One, Chase, Citibank, SunTrust, TD Bank, and Wells Fargo. And they did about, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. They did about 9 different categories, okay, in which they had maximum users, variable security functions per user, account alert options. And the account alert option is awesome. My baby sister actually had this on her account. And pretty much any time that your account did certain things, they sent you a text message or email, okay? And some of the banks, Bank of America, they can send text messages or emails, Capital One, text message, email, or a voice call. Chase Bank, all 3. Citibank, none of them. SunTrust does text message or email. Wells Fargo, text message, email, just to name a few. And what else do they have here? They have exporting data options. So if you're using QuickBooks or Quicken or MoneyText, these are all different, you know, programs that you can use that are compatible to these banks, which is also awesome. And then they have online statements available. You know, how far back can you check your online statements? Some banks go the standard 18 months back, and some banks like Chase go as far back as 7 years, okay? Mobile phone operating system support. This is important. Do they support Android, BlackBerry, Windows Phone? You know, who do they support? A couple of banks, such as Citibank, SunTrust, and TD Bank, don't support any of them, as they don't have the phone app thing going on. I'm a phone app. I like that. And then the payment money transfer. You know, who allows you to use checks? Who uses ACH? Direct deposit, and do they charge for it? What are the fees that they have? How many branches do they have in the U.S.? Can you go to a branch? Of course, a huge bank like Bank of America has over 5,700 different branches, and someone like Chase, 5,400. But then for your more smaller, intimate banks, Capital One has about 1,000-plus. BBVA Compass has about 712. And so you kind of base it off of that. And they also have account fees. They talk about whose fees are lower. I'm seeing everything from up to $12. I'm seeing Capital One with free. They have no charges. And then I see something as high as $50 in monthly fees for your account. So I'm going to leave it at that for you guys. But definitely check out my Facebook or my Twitter, and you can find more details on how to choose a bank. I thought that this was super informative, and it very much helped me choose which bank I went with. I don't know if I should tell you guys which bank I went with, because you probably should research it yourself. What do you think? Should I tell them? Let me see if I should tell. What do you guys think? Veronica, should I tell them? I don't know. She didn't pay me any attention, this girl. Okay. Well, the vote came in as yes, I should say who I went with. Like five times over. Who did I go with? Well, I don't know. Let me just commercial break. I don't know. Anyhow, you guys, actually, I'm a Washington Mutual fan. I know, right? Washington Mutual didn't make it possible economical fall that we had, but that's who I have been a WAMU fan forever, and they're not on the list. So with that being said, I ended up just going with Chase since they bought out WAMU. That's who I went with. They had a lot of great services, but you can find out more that when you read all about it. Okay, you guys? I am no expert on any of this, but I just thought I would share my experience and give you guys some tips and assistance that I found, okay? Definitely hit me up on Twitter or Facebook and let me know if what you heard and what you found information-wise was of any help or any assistance, all right? Thank you.
Hey, you guys, have you seen the kicker spot? I mean, I'm trying to find the kicker spot. I can't get in? What do you mean I can't get in? I'm T'Angelo. I'm the host.
The kicker spot. The kicker spot. When you are looking for the latest, the freshest, and the biggest stories in Hollywood, EOTM Blog is a site to visit. But there's also a clip of me on the red carpet when I call one who gave me the wrong name. Ooh, yeah. The Kickin' Spot, Kickin' Spot, Kickin' Spot, Kickin' Spot. The Kickin' Spot, Kickin' Spot, Kickin' Spot, Kickin' Spot.
If you know who you are, my bad. It was my birth.
What's going on? This is your boy T'Angelo, and you are chilling at the Kickin' Spot.
Ooh, the celebrity hub is next. Shh, be quiet. It might be juicy.
The Kickin' Spot Celebrity Hub is brought to you by EOTMBlog.com. When you are looking for the latest, the freshest, and the biggest stories in Hollywood, EOTMBlog, yes, I said it, EOTMBlog.com is the site to visit.
Shh, I said be quiet, it's coming on, and get off my foot.
I know you guys are wondering, why did she take it off my foot? Because I think it's awesome when we were listening to the show, you all trying to surround yourselves by the radio, and someone stood on her foot. And she said, get off my foot. I think it's hilarious. I know y'all are probably wondering, why does she keep saying get off my foot? Because it's funny. That's why. Loose a little bit, and you can laugh. Alrighty. Okay. So we are in the celebrity hub. What are we going to discuss? Definitely start off with Lindsay Lohan and her hit and run, boom, boom, boom. Now, if you guys recall, you know she's like on probation, so I don't think she's gonna be having hit and runs. But let's see what exactly happened. Okay, so Lindsay Lohan reportedly lightly struck a club manager while driving away from a club in Hollywood this past, on the 13th. And according to TMZ, she was driving out of the parking lot when she was blocked by paparazzi and bystanders. Lindsay was trying to just get out the parking lot and move on, and when she did, she made contact with the manager of the club, and her car then drove off. Cops were called. They came to the scene, interviewed the people inside the lounge, including the manager, who was lightly struck, and then they left. TMZ went on to report that Lindsay may have been the one who called the police to protect herself from paparazzi, and that's why cops came. Sources at the scene said the manager did not suffer any injury, which would be a good thing considering, again, Lindsay Lohan is on probation. If she had violated any laws by injuring him, this could have resulted in her doing some more jail time, her violating her probation. She was on probation for when she was shoplifting a while back, you know? Peculiar, I know. So, yeah, not quite as juicy as you would have thunk, but I'm sorry. I was reading some of those. Anyhow, okay, we're moving forward. So, yeah, that's what happened with her. Now, let's look at this one. Is Snooki, and Kim Kardashian overpaid. If they're being paid at all, it's overpaid. Definitely. I mean, just not for real. I'm not gonna act like I hate like that because I don't. If you got to hustle, hey, make it work. Apparently, they have a following and they have a group of people who find it to be entertaining. So do what you do. But let's see what people have to say. Where's my people have to say? Uh-oh. Sorry, I'm going way too much over here. I'm texting. I'm not texting. I was tweeting. Okay, anyhow. Okay, so our girl Snooki, who is also Prego, as I've heard the new verbiage is, she's Prego, and she's getting a spinoff TV show. Who's going to be watching? And anyhow, okay. Here we go. We're not even going yet because I seem to have lost my place. I thought I took the story off the screen. Here we go. Okay. Most adults believe that reality TV stars and athletes lead the path of celebrities that make more money than they deserve. That's according to a new survey that was done. Pint-sized Jersey Shore Scarlett Nicole Snooki Pelosi ranked highest in the fitness magazine. I wanted that. She ranked highest amongst those who are bringing in money as reality stars. Finance survey that with about 51% of people believe that she is completely overpaid. According to the survey, which appears in the next month's issue of fitness magazine Yahoo, oh, that's where I got that from. 64% of people from 18 to 34 years of age said that Pelosi is overpaid. Only 41% of the people 55 and over said the television star earned more than she deserved. Interesting. Pelosi earned over $100,000 per episode for her most recent season of Jersey Shore. And then she's coming up, well, she's now filming her spinoff series with her co-star, Jenny, what's her name? I don't know if I pronounce her fake name, but Jenny Fairley. That'll be interesting. She's making it work for her. Snooki ranks just higher than fellow reality TV star Kim Kardashian. Really? She done pushed over Kim? Well, hey. 45% of people believe that Kim Kardashian overpaid. Kardashian, whose net worth is estimated to be $35 million, stars in each Kourtney and Kim television series and is in the midst of finalizing a divorce from the Nets star Chris Humphries. It was reported last week that Humphries is demanding $7 million for Kardashian to avoid a public divorce trial. Wow. Athletes are not immune, as Miami Heat star LeBron James finished third on the list, with 24% believing that the two-time NBA MVP is overpaid. James' annual salary is $16 million, which is the 16th highest in the league, and that is his annual salary. Annual meaning every year he's going to get $16 million, and that's not including endorsements, I imagine. Again, Don't hate the player. Hate your game. Really quickly, guys, I just wanted to mention I had talked about there was talks of Halle Berry being engaged, and the rumors are true. A French actor, Oliver Martinez, told Miami Herald this week that he is, in fact, engaged to Oscar winner Halle Berry. He says, yes, of course it's true, he told Florida papers while promoting his new South Beach restaurant. Gossip Collins has been speculating about the couple's status for weeks, but Berry had been spotted wearing an emerald and gold ring. So rock on with your bad self, young lady. Do what you do. Congrats and good luck. I wish you guys all the best. You know, some celebrity people seem to have a little crazy on them, so I hope they pull it through without the crazy. Another interesting story was Governor, what's his name, Schwarzenegger, his son recently had a ski accident, which did not look too comforting. You have to go to EOTMblog.com so you guys can see the pictures of this unfortunate situation. But Arnold Schwarzenegger's son, he injured himself in Idaho ski accident. The teenage son of Schwarzenegger and Maria says he has been treated for his injuries after getting a little ski accident in Idaho. Patrick is his name, was enjoying a break in Sun Valley, Idaho, when the accident occurred. Patrick Schwarzenegger posted a picture of himself on his Twitter page earlier that night showing him being pushed on a stretcher with oxygen mask over his face, which looks like he's turning purple. But he also said that he had been bruised in the accident but did not provide details on how he got injured. It was only in July it was only in July that his 14-year-old brother Christopher was also involved in a terrifying ordeal. Patrick's sibling was taken into intensive care after suffering multiple broken bones and a collapsed lung while at a beach in Malibu. What was he doing? He was boogie boarding. He had a boogie boarding accident, the 14-year-old brother. The teenager has spent more than a week in the hospital as he recuperated. But after his release, his dad, Schwarzenegger, wrote on his Twitter page, "I knew Christopher could be stopped." If you look at this graphic picture, you guys, it's kind of almost like disgusting. It seems like it's his behind and there's a major gash in it. Yeah, it's kind of disturbing. I don't like seeing stuff like this. Let me just scoot over. Okay, so Schwarzenegger reported that he knew his son could not be stopped, and the nurses and staff at UCLA, they helped him recover, while his mother, Maria, added, blessed to be able to take Christopher out of the hospital last night. What a feeling of relief to know he's going to be fine. I know that has to be, you know, very difficult for a mother to deal with, because this is not fun. And if you see the pictures, it doesn't look easy. Like, he looks, I mean, they say he's okay and everything, but again, he doesn't necessarily look it in these pictures. And lastly, in the Celebrity Hub, I'm going to move on. Okay, I want to move on, but I could definitely not move on. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I want to post on Facebook. You guys should see there's some good content on here. Okay. Is that going to be the – I'm sorry. Nicole, is this the new EOTM logo? I'm sorry, Veronica. I'm sorry, baby. No, on Facebook, did you see it, chat? Is this the new – oh, my goodness. They got a new logo. They didn't call me and tell me I was going to get a new logo. Y'all should have the TV bigger in EOTM TV. I mean, just my ego talking. I mean, I don't mind it being the same size, but I'm just thinking they wanted to. Oh, you told them that? That's how they do me. So don't worry about it. I'm going to call her myself. I'm going to call Carla. Talking about. Ain't no C in it. If she wanted her letter to be bigger, she should have put a C in it. Ain't no C in it. Hey, it's on her. Got nothing to do with me. I'm just simply. Okay. I'm sorry, you guys. She's getting caught up over here. And he needs to kind of calm down. She's getting carried away. Okay. All righty. Sorry. Oh, you guys, I can't cover this now, but I had a great post that I did for Best Dressed Week. And you should have seen Jennifer Hudson and Michelle Williams. They were gorgeous. So if y'all get a chance, definitely check it out because it was bomb. Okay. And then I just had Tawanda say she's loving the show. And I want to say, thanks, Ma. Good looking. I think someone chatted with me on the chat room, and I'm on every other page and forgot to check my chat room page. What is your Twitter? Who is this? PC World. Oh, they got the PC World. Oh, cute. PC World, what is your tweet? Oh, they got the tweet. Okay, great. Move on. Sorry, you guys. Okay, what am I supposed to be doing? I'm sorry. Body Christina talks to Oprah. The biggest story that I want to talk about, and I'm getting caught up in all these other happenings. But, okay. Sorry. Okay. Now, I personally was majorly interested to hear what would be said from the Oprah Winfrey and Bobby Christina interview, okay? They just refreshed my page. Okay, and they just entered a new story on here. Oh, there's a couple of new stories on here. I'm sorry. Could y'all not refresh my page while I'm trying in the middle of reading? They don't refresh the page. Oh, I hope my story didn't. Oh, they didn't really refresh the page. Who is working on the site while I am reading? Who does that? Okay. Oh, they didn't do anything. I pushed the wrong button. Okay. Sorry, you guys. All righty. Moving back to the thingy. So, Bobby Christina. If you guys did not know, Bobby Christina, Whitney Houston's daughter, was recently on a show, a special that Oprah did, to sit down with her and talk with her after the loss of her mother. This is the first interview that she's done since the passing of Whitney Houston on February the 11th. And, of course, we're all majorly anticipating what would have been said, what would she say, how would she be feeling, how would she look. I know Bobby Christina still talks to Whitney Houston, she says. She still talks to her. Whitney's daughter is 19 years old, and she's saying she's doing good, good as she probably could be since her mother died last month. Bobby Christina made the comment in an interview with Oprah Winfrey stating that, again, she's just doing as well as good as can be. The show aired this past Sunday on the OWN network, and she said that since her mother's spirit, she can feel her mother's spirit passing through her all the time. She even gets visits from Houston at their home, Bobby said. She goes on to say, "Life's turned on and off in the house." And I'm like, "Mom, what are you doing?" I can still laugh with her and still talk to her. She describes her mother as her best friend, her sister, her confidant, and I quote, "my everything." Whitney Houston, Oprah went down to the Houston home where she sat with, or she stood with, Bobby Christina and talked with her. And actually, we're going to go ahead and I have a sound clip from the interview. I didn't pull the whole thing as I wasn't going to have you guys listen to 15 minutes of it. But let's go ahead and take a listen as Oprah talked to Bobby Christina.
That's what everybody wants to know is, how are you doing?
Me, I'm going to do it, you know. I'm doing as good as I possibly can,
mm-hmm.
you know, at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Doing as good as I possibly can,
mm-hmm.
you know, just trying to keep going.
Mm-hmm. Some yeah. days harder than others.
Very much so.
Mm-hmm.
Very much so.
Mm-hmm.
But I gotta keep going.
Mm-hmm. What's getting you through it?
My family,
mm-hmm.
and the Lord,
mm-hmm.
and her.
Mm-hmm.
Just hearing her all
mm-hmm.
the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's really it.
Hearing her in your head. I was wondering, you know, I was wondering if her music would be comforting to you, because, you know, the whole world gets the legacy of her music and her videos, and we get to see it.
Yeah.
And, you know, just for myself, who was, you know, a distant friend, I can look at it sometimes, and sometimes I can't. Is it the same for you?
For me, it's some...
Does that comfort you or not?
I can sing her music, but to hear it right now,
can't.
I can't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to hear it, I can hear her voice, you know, in spirit talking to me and telling me, you know, keep moving, baby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm right here. I got
mm-hmm.
you. You know, but
I got you.
Famous words.
That's what she said all the time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. She's always with me. I can always feel her. I can always feel her with me.
Is that what you hear in your head? I've got you. Yeah.
That's all I hear.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I hear. She always told me. You know, she always asked me. You know, do you need me? You know, do you need me? And I caught myself one day. I caught myself out of nowhere. I didn't even know I said it, but. I don't know where I said, I always need you.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Right there, you guys, from the mouth of Bobby Christina herself, I will always need you. The interview was definitely, it wasn't heavy emotion, so it wasn't difficult to watch. And it was, you know, cool to see her, you know, doing well. But one person said, gee, how was it watching it? And I will go on to say, just, it's not the best review in my opinion, but I'm going to say what I feel, which is it was cool, but it wasn't necessarily anything that you didn't expect, you know? I mean, the girl just lost her mother, and what did you expect her to say? You know, they stood inside their beautiful Houston home by the piano as she talked. She kind of had a nervous energy where you could see she kept wiping her face, moving the hair out of her face. At times you see her hitting her hands on her side, kind of like, you know, just kind of pushing her way through it, you know. But some other little highlights I will say that point out, though, with Houston's daughter, she did say she plans to she does plan to follow her mother's footsteps into show business. While the drug trouble star's sister-in-law admitted her ultimate death could have been predicted. She did. In the first interview since Houston's death last month, when she was 48, Bobby Christina, Houston's daughter, from the stormy relationship with Bobby Brown, you know, has been back and forth. Anyhow, I'm trying to read these notes together, it's not working for me. Anyhow, she did go on to say that she might go into the business, you know, that her mother prepared her for this. She prepared her to continue to go forward, to be strong and go forth. I mean, she's been on stage since she was knee-high to a chicken. She has kind of been mildly singing things. Do I think she should follow and try to be the new Whitney, of course? No, I think she should definitely make her own place in life. But if that's the direction she decides to go, hey, I go for it. She talked about, you know, Miley talked about how people are trying to make her mom out to be some kind of negative person, but she wasn't. She was beautiful, captivated. And I'll just end with saying that to everybody else, you know, she was Whitney Houston, but she talked about how that was just my mom. That was my mom. That's all I knew of her. She said, and this is where I'm going to close, I thought this was profound that she even kind of wrapped her mind around this, when she says, I think Oprah asked her, did you really know who your mom was? And she said, it took, honestly, for me to be at the funeral to really conceptualize how strong and how big of an impact she made on people's lives. Because it was at that time that she was kind of able to see, you know, all that her mom did. So I thought it was great. We're gonna take one more little listen here to a second part of the interview where Whitney Houston sat down with Whitney Houston's sister-in-law. And the sister-in-law was actually kind of where the sister-in-law, Patricia Houston, Patricia Houston, meanwhile, we're going to listen to the whole interview, actually. We're going to listen to it. But she talks about how the sister-in-law is where Bobby Christina would sometimes go when things got too rocky and crazy between Whitney and Bobby Brown. And I think for about 2 years, that's where she lived, where things were kind of just going way too far left. So let's just go ahead and take a listen to the interview between the sister-in-law and Whoopi Goldberg. I mean, shoot, Oprah, why am I, what are you talking about me?
The handwriting was kind of on the wall. I would be kidding myself to say otherwise.
But were you always afraid of that day, February 11th, showing up in your life? Were you always afraid of getting a phone call or hearing that this is the day that it's happened? Were you always afraid? Were you afraid that she would be gone too soon?
If things hadn't changed,
mm-hmm.
but things were changing.
Mm-hmm.
Things were really changing with
mm-hmm.
her. Very much so. It wasn't about substance abuse or anything like that relative to the latter days or anything like that. I think it was just more of lifestyle. I was afraid for other things, lifestyle, more so than...
What did you see that caused you to have some concerns and fears?
You know, I saw her chasing a dream, you know, looking for love in all the wrong places.
Oh, my. Sorry, you guys. Sorry, I'm back. I didn't know the interview was that short. Yeah, looking for love in all the wrong places. I was trying to get some chips. I'm sorry, but I got them. Okay, so there you guys have it. You guys, you kind of see, you know, the family talking and sitting down with Oprah. So if you guys want to check that out, you can go to my Facebook. I think I posted the video there. Matter of fact, I know I didn't post a video there because I rushed out and didn't do it. But I will try to pull that up for you guys now, and you can check that out. Okay, for more details on the story, though, you can definitely go to EO's For more details on this story and all stories and a whole slew of stories I didn't go through today, definitely check out EOTMblog.com.
Turn up the music if they try to turn us down. Turn up the music, can I hear?
right, you guys, that is my jam. I have a Bump and Turn It Up by Rihanna and Chris Brown all week, like all week. I don't even care. I knew days ago I was going to play this song for you guys. And actually, I was supposed to be choreographing to LMSAO for that piece I was telling you guys about earlier. Scratch the idea. I went ahead and decided to go ahead and play Turn It Up by Rihanna and Chris Brown. So real quick, I'm going to go off script first. I don't know my script stuff. I'll be doing next. I'm going to be doing that. Okay, so we're going to talk about Chris and Rihanna. Oh, perfect segue. But before we do, I want to share this little funny. Okay, so you guys haven't heard a lot about one of the major people in my life, Granny. Granny is hilarious. You guys have to meet Granny. I'm going to have her on the show. And I was telling someone how random this woman can be, and they're like, T, you have to have Granny on. So I am. I'm going to have to set up a show where I have Granny come in and give all types of advice. It's going to be so much fun. I hope you guys are ready, because my grandmother sometimes thinks that she's still 42, and with a 35-year-old body, it's hilarious, okay? And Granny is 70-plus. So, but she's awesome. She doesn't know it, so it's great. Granny just celebrated her birthday this past Tuesday, so I want to say happy birthday, Grammy! I only call her Granny, so I can't tell you what her first name is. I don't call her by that. But anyhow, so I go over to Granny's. We're going to hang out, you know, for her birthday. She doesn't necessarily want to go many places because she has designed her house where it's perfect to stay inside. So I'm like, hey, Granny, I'm going to come by a little later this afternoon so we can go out to eat for your birthday, you know, go out and, you know, paint the town a little bit. And she said, okay, cool, I'm going to, you know, finish up. It's about 11 o'clock that morning. She said, I'll finish up around here and, you know, call me when you're underway. I said, I'll be by about 3 o'clock. So when I called her, she was not ready to go and probably wasn't interested in leaving the house. And I get there, I'm like, Granny, well, I'm starving. We have to go eat now. I said, so you want to go out to eat? We can order in. And Granny said to me, no, we don't need to go out. I've already been out for the day. I said, really? Well, where did you go? She said, I took the trash out today. Wow, really? It's like for real right now? She said, well, I went out the house. Did not leave me alone. So needless to say, we didn't go anywhere. And the story is longer than that, but she was dead serious when she told me that she took the trash out. And actually, I'm going to go a little bit further to say, I said, Granny, you went down to the curb to put the trash out for the trash man, and you consider that going out? She said, I didn't go to no curb. I said, I'm sorry. She said, I stepped outside the door and put the trash in a little trash bin. I said, Lord, have mercy. She said, I was outside, wasn't I? I'm sorry, that was outside. That wasn't going out. Hilarious, good times. I just had to share it with you guys. I think she's so funny. And so I wish her happy birthday on Facebook. If you guys can go and check, y'all can definitely hit her up because she is funny, okay? It's just one of those things that you just cannot believe truly happened, okay? I'm sorry, I'm just having a moment. I'm reading her post because she said, shame on me for posting this. No, Granny, shame on you for doing it. So anyhow, okay, love you, Granny. And by the way, make sure you guys enjoy and treat your family right. I personally have not seen my mother this year. She lives like 100 miles from me, and I'm like having withdrawal. We both have made Monday Mother's Day, which means I spend the whole day with my mother, and unfortunately, my schedule won't permit it. I'm telling you guys, making yourself a sought-after media guy comes with some pros and cons. I love what I do, but can I spend time with my mama? I mean, can I see how my mama doing? It's cool, though. I love what I do, and she understands. So, Lord willing, we'll be together. I'm going to go see her on Monday, though. Yeah, I'm going to go see her. Oh, look at this. EOTMTV. All right. Let me go ahead and hit a little like button on that. Okay, so let's discuss. Okay, I'm going to move on. I'm going to digress. Let's discuss this whole Chris Brown and Rihanna relationship thing. Okay, what are people saying? Should they not? And do people have a problem? Okay, I mean, or do you have a problem? You know, I mean, do you even care? Is it a good idea? Is it not? Are they back together? Or are they not? You know, what's going on? So this is how we're going to do this. Chris Brown and Rihanna recently have done these songs together. And, of course, the buzz is on because we're all wondering what does this mean. But at the same time, it's, in my opinion, I feel that Rihanna's team has been very strategic in how they've approached this entire situation from the fact that they hadn't put this thing on the back burner. They allow all of it to be front street, and they allow all of it to be talked about. And when it comes down to it, all you're doing is capitalizing off of everything that's going on with her. It's a business. That's what it comes down to. It is a business. Stacey Briggs, thanks for the love. You listen to the show. I appreciate you, Stacey. I appreciate you. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, it's a business. And so I guess they're selling everything. I mean, I don't know, but I'm trying to find what I'm looking for here. Because I know Chris Rihanna went on to say in an interview that, you know, she has great fans who enjoy her music and who also enjoy Chris Brown's music. So, of course, you know, it only makes sense for them to do a track together. But at the same time, everyone else is having an issue with it because it's kind of like, well, how are you going to do a track with Chris after what all happened? Is it a good idea? Is it not? My opinion? You have to digress. America has an issue sometimes with forgiveness and moving on, and I think you have to. You know, in life, you can't sit there and dwell on it. Certain people want to put the whole situation as the end-all, say-all of your life, and, you know, but you don't. We don't really know what happened, first of all, that night. Any number of things could have happened that evening, but we don't know. And you gotta do what you want to do, I guess, when it comes down to it. I mean, you forgive, you forget. Now, it doesn't mean they should necessarily get back together and be boyfriend and girlfriend and cuddle, cuddly and all that stuff, especially since Chris Brown is having a whole girlfriend, is having a whole Twitter fight with that other hooker. You got to follow that story? Excuse me. That chick was calling my neck, and I've been trying not to eat it since y'all been on the radio, but it has cheddar all across it. I'm going to do one more. Just one more. Watch this. Hold up. Shut up. It's not like the commercial. The quiet's not like the commercial. You didn't think so? Okay. Okay. Excuse me. Okay. So anyhow, so Chris Brown and Rihanna, they're doing their thing. I'm going to transition for a second and talk about the ride or die relationship. The ride or die relationship is those people who stick it out no matter what happened. You know, the dude go to jail, he right there. The girlfriend goes to the hospital because, you know, she got beat up in a little fight or whatever, he right there. She gets sick and ill, he right there. He loses his job, she right there. They got 3 and 4 kids and can't figure out how to make it work, they right there. He gets a job that takes him on the road and he can't be there all the time, she right there. Is that a relationship that you can necessarily be involved with? And then what are the pros and cons of the ride or die relationship? You know? I mean, really, let's talk about them. Okay. I don't know what I just did to that. Okay, so when it comes down to the ride or die relationship, first question, do you lose yourself? Okay? And I think in the ride or die relationship, a lot of times the people tend to lose themselves. You know, you went in with one goal and one purpose and of loving each other and being there and so forth, so forth. But then once you get inside, and I say inside as though it's a location because that's what happens. You get inside of that place where you are in love and happy and marital bliss, but you just start kind of being guided by emotion and not really thinking through what's happening. And then you guys both get in there, and now it's just I'm staying with you because I love you and we have to make it work. But outside of making it work, I mean, y'all crazy. And in most cases, the people inside the relationship, which is inside of a house, I call, can't see outside. And I think a lot of us have been there. I know I personally have. When you look back on the relationship, and let's just say the bad house, and you look back at the house and you're walking away, and you're like, damn, that's where I was living in? Ooh, that's a rundown-looking shack. But the entire time you was in it, it looked like the perfect villa off of Malibu. You know, and so first question, do you lose yourself in a ride or die relationship? And I feel that, yes, you can. Sometimes you don't, but it's possible. Okay? Number two. Let's see here. Number two is, how do you know when enough is enough? How do you know when enough is enough? I think that's a personal question. You know, how far are you willing to go? I think that in most cases, people go into relationships with mild standards, and I think you should go into them with full standards, what you will and won't put up with, what you can and can't deal with. Now, forgiveness is one of them. I already know that there's certain things I can and cannot forgive, you know? There's certain things I just can and cannot do. Because remember, your partner's not perfect. They might, I mean, for every, oh, my God, I hate this. people be like, you cheated on me, it's over. You cheated on me, it's over. Is that how that goes, especially 12 years in? Mm-mm, not for me. I'm kind of that it's cheaper to keep her kind of guy. I'm kind of that Beyonce, I can't let you go because I taught you everything you know. You can't have the house and the keys and the Maybach and all that stuff. What's that song? Ring the Alarm. Because we need to figure out where do we go wrong first. I mean, maybe it was me. Maybe I wasn't, you know, putting out, you know, or maybe I wasn't making you feel that what we was putting out wasn't getting it. You need your ego stroking. I wasn't stroking it, you know. I don't know. But standards need to be set. Standards need to be set of what you will and won't put up with. I'm sorry, not standards. Yeah, what you will and won't put up with. You know, you have to set your standards and figure out when enough is enough. And hold strong to them and hold strong to yourself. The love aspect of the relationship will also keep you there longer than you should. In a case like Chris Brown and Rihanna, we're questioning what all went on. Through her music, she happens to seem kind of crazy and disconnected. And recently, she's been kind of the party girl, too. So we're wondering, how connected to the planet Earth is she? I don't know. I'm a fan of the music. But, I mean, songs like Man Down and Russian Roulette, they do make you think. They do make you think. Okay, and then we're going to do the last point in a ride-or-die relationship is, are you that ride-or-die person? You need to be aware of that. I personally have some ride or die in me. If I say I'm with you and we committed, that's what it is. I'm kind of that old school kind of love where we going to just be there. We both miserable, pissed as hell. Shut up, get in the bed, and go the fuck to sleep. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. Could y'all blip it out next time? My bad. I'll get carried away. Anyhow, I am. That's just me, but you want to know that about yourself. You want to know that about yourself so you can be aware. In your younger years, you don't know, and I was in a relationship for about a year and a half longer than I should have been because I just stick it out. You know? You stick it out. You might get into a physical, you know, fisticuff, boop, 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 and y'all patch it up, kiss makeup, and take your ass to bed. You know? Y'all might be in public having these cuss-out sections. And you just always come back because you're like, you know what, damn it, that's mine. That's mine right there. So I ain't going nowhere. But you need to know about yourself. So then you can then, again, set up your limits and know where you will and won't go, how far this is going to go. So those are my 3 points when it comes to ride or die relationships. You need to know if you are one, when is enough enough, and what was that one? I forgot. No. I just forgot that quick, you guys. I'm sorry. And I wrote it down while I was talking to y'all. So anyhow, play it back for that third one because I just forgot, and my brain is moving too fast. So, and then my last question I ask on this topic is, should Rihanna and Chris Brown do music? Let me tell you, when you do music together in 2012, you do not necessarily have to see each other. Chris Brown's song was already recorded, probably was hers. He recorded a track and sent it over to her people. It is to his people. They ain't never talked. They ain't never seen each other. For all we know, do they have a lot of conversations going back and forth on Twitter? Do we know this one, you guys? Do they have, who follows that? I don't get a chance to follow that much on Twitter. But I don't know if they have a lot of back and forth banter going back and forth on Twitter. So not like they're communicating with each other regularly. But right now, that song is one of the hottest tracks playing, in my opinion. So that's just what it is. So I say big ups to you guys. Let it do what it do. And when it comes to love, you just have to remember when it comes to love, love is something that makes many people kind of, you know what, how do I put this? Being crazy is definitely a characteristic of love. There you go. Definitely.
A woman with a future and a past. A little attitude problem, all good, it'll make it last. Don't make it too easy, girl, don't take it too fast. Yeah, that's it right there, that's it, do it just like that. Only you could do it just like that. And I love it when your hair's still wet, cause you just took a shower. Running on a treadmill and only eating salad. Sound so smart, like you graduated college. Like you went to Yale, but you probably went to Howard, knowing you. Weekend in Miami, trying to study by the pool. Couple things do, but you always get it done. Might have been a time where I loved her too, but you take that away and you always been the one. I wonder why the moon looks nice, girl. Maybe it's just right for the night. You said coming on too strong, girl. They want you in their life as a wife. That's why you wanna have no. That's why you wanna protest. Why you wanna fight for your right? Cause you don't love them boys. Run they think that no. I know things get hard, but girl, you got it, girl, you got it. There you go. Can't you tell by how they looking at you everywhere you go? Wondering what's on your mind. It must be hard to be that fine when all these motherfuckers wanna waste your time. It's just amazing, girl. And all I can say is, I'm so, I'm so, I'm so, I'm so.
All of them, I'm better than. Mansions in Malibu, Babylon. But I never mention everything I dabble in. And I always vibe slow when I'm straddling. And my so but you gotta paddle in. Gotta roll, gotta roll your boat. It's pink fire, the records on the RBO. Send this a pop out on the realest deal. The best legal team, so the deals is ill. That's Mac OPI in the fragrance too. Apparel, I'm dominating every avenue. Cobblestone, good view, little gravel too. Gotta pay for the underage travel too. Cause I flip, fly, I'm flying high. Ain't got time to talk, just high and vibe.
I know things get hard, but girl, you got it, there you go. Can't you tell by how they looking at you everywhere you go? Wondering what's on your mind, it must be hard to be that fine. When all these motherfuckers wanna waste your time, it's just amazing, girl, and all I can say is I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Everything's adding up. You've been through hell and back. That's why you're bad as fuck. And you know you are. Everything's adding up, you've been through hell and back. That's why you're bad as fuck, and you know you are.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, T'Angelo, and you are listening to T'Angelo. Nah, you listen to the Kicker Spot. It is going down. We're having fun. Really quickly, before we went to the musical break, we were talking about, I'm sorry, I'm trying to figure out how to get this posted for you guys. We were talking about, Chris Brown and Rihanna. I'm sorry, I just found the story I want you guys to see. Rihanna says her collaboration with Chris Brown made sense. That's what I want you guys to see right there. Okay, so I wanted to digress, but this is a story I kind of wanted you guys to hear about. People have been snatching their heads over Rihanna's musical collaboration with Chris Brown, but she says it makes sense and it's innocent. Brown appears in a remix of her song Birthday Cake, and she appears on his remix of Turn Up Music. The music union is noteworthy because Brown beat up Rihanna 3 years ago. Is still on probation for the assault. Rihanna says it was her idea for Brown to appear on her song because he's the hottest R&B artist right now. He then asked her to be on his song. She says the partnership allowed fans to come together, adding, "There shouldn't be a divide. It's music and it's innocent." She made the comments to Ryan Seacrest on his radio show Kiss FM in Los Angeles. That's where I heard it. It was this morning. Sorry, you guys. I'm like, I know I heard this somewhere. This report, though, Black Voices. I'm like, I knew I heard that she said this. Okay. I think I'm tweeting it again this time. My bad. Oh. Okay. So, yeah, that it just made sense. It was innocent. And so there you have it. I would love to hear what you guys think about that. Definitely feel free to call in 718-664-6543. Did I say that right? 718-664-6543. Yeah, that was right. Ryan Seacrest got the scoop. Yeah. Okay, so you guys, this has been quite a fun evening. I'm kind of pulling to a close. I managed to tweet and Facebook, like, really well tonight because I had Veronica doing something else to ensure my sound quality, but this was not the worst. I was thinking I was going to be really bad. I mean, how do you guys think? Was it like... See, yeah, people are kind like, of okay. I'm sorry, I'm reading people's Facebooks, you guys. Okay, back to you. All righty, well, this has been a very eventful evening, and it's been great. Again, happy birthday to Granny. Mommy, I'm coming to see you. People. Chris Brown and Rihanna, keep doing what you do because I love my jam. Turn up the music and get a little louder. Turn up the music, I need it in my life, yeah. Come on, y'all. They so should have me those backgrounds. I could have nailed that. That would have been enough. Bia! Woo! Shake his ass and watch yourself. Quack, quack. Okay, so you guys definitely be sure to check out babyday.org for April 21st, a great show, which I'll be performing in. I'm choreographing a cool piece, too. Always tiangelo.com, Celebrity Hub, hosted by EOTMblog.com. Me and Carla B getting ready to go out to Alaska. And there's a slew of other things that's going on, but, you know, we don't want to put it all out there just yet because y'all got to be waiting in suspense and stuff. But do check out the videos. You can go on YouTube, you guys. I have some really fun videos there. And soon to be released are my dance videos. There's one up there now from, I think, about 2 years ago. But I have some really great footage soon to be released. So I want you guys to see it, comment on it, enjoy it, live in it, be with it. Okay? I can't think of anything else in particular. It's just fun. Everything in life has been fun. People say, T, how are you doing? It's great. It's amazing. I enjoy doing what I do, and it's difficult. And when I hang up with you guys, I have another slew of things to do because I have to wake up early in the morning. Speaking of early in the morning, how do you people do it? This past Monday and Tuesday, I was up like at 5 and 6 in the morning and had to be functioning. And the worst part about it was Sunday night, seeing that I'm a rock star, I was out until 3 o'clock in the morning. I had a 6:30 phone conference, so I had to be up at 6 to get ready for it. And the people on the phone with were like alive and kicking. And then to add insult to injury, I'm thinking, okay, cool, Tuesday I'm going to sleep in and catch up on the sleep that I missed on Sunday night to Monday. My business affairs director texted me, like, whatever time of night, like, hey, T, let's get together today so we can talk. So when I woke up to go to the bathroom about 5, I texted her, okay, cool, how about 9 or 10? So I went to go roll over, and my phone rings, and it's her, like, hey, T, what's going on? I'm like, hey, you know, what's up? You know, what do I do? She said, oh, well, I was just calling you back. Why are you sound wide awake right now? I think I'm kind of, you know, I'm kind of tired. I'm kind of asleep. She said, yeah, I thought she would be, you know, up and kicking, too. You text me. No, not quite, not really at all. She said, oh, well, anyhow, real quick. Well, you know, I don't know if you guys know about in dancers' world, it's something we have called One More Time. And every time someone says one more time, just know that that's a lie, and you're going to do about 30 more times. Well, when she said real quick, that turned into about 75 minutes of real quick. And not all on her, of course. I got caught up in the conversation myself, but it was still funny. So, we have a funny, hold up, you guys, real quick. So on Facebook, Say Two Journalist Mixture, she says, innocent my ass, Chris meant what he said. She meant what she said. Yep, they still, ooh, I can't say what she said, they still doing, but all right, let me put that out there real quick. Okay, you guys, well, anyhow, let me, I love it. If you guys chat with me, I'm ready to hit you guys back, so always feel free to come into the chat room. And if you're wondering where to find the chat room, just if you listen to the radio show on the internet, just scroll down to the bottom of the page, and there you will find the chat rooms there. I'm going to say hello right now to everyone here. And then if you happen not to be in the chat rooms, you always feel free to hit me up on Twitter or Facebook because they're all sitting on my screen right now, and we're all having a blast chatting together. As you guys keep hearing, I keep quoting random quotes and saying thank you to people who are hitting me up. Otherwise, you guys, I am going to pull this train to a close because I am hungry and I have some soul food. I got some short ribs that just arrived and some yams and some macaroni and cheese. This sounds fattening to be having at 8:30. Who cares? So until next time, you guys, I want to thank you so much for an awesome show. This has been a blast. I have had major fun. There's been a lot of activity going on. The song we heard was Make Me Proud by Drake. I think Nicki Minaj. That was an awesome song. I thought it would be great to play it after my little love segment because you make me proud. You know, I'm the only one. That's why I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Y'all get the point. All right, you guys, this has been an amazing ride, and I just want to say thank you. And until next time, be sure to live life to the fullest. I'm out, y'all. I'm your boy, T'Angelo. Have a good one.
Welcome to the Kickin' Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo.